Today we are looking at the subject of migraine for Migraine Awareness Week. I am interviewing Vashti Holland, who has suffered from migraine for many years. Welcome, Vashti. What are the different types of migraine you can get?
I think there are two different types of migraine that you can get. One is one where you get visual disturbances. You might see different colours, and I don't get that type of migraine. I get what's called a classic migraine, where I get severe pain in my right temple, like a really throbbing headache and feeling sick, and also sensitivity to light. So I'd have to go in a dark room, basically, and lie down. So I get a classic migraine.
What are your symptoms when you get migraine?
I get a really severe headache. It's so bad that, you know, sometimes I'm not able to drive, and I get really sensitivity to light. So I would have to go to bed feeling incredibly nauseous. Often I get signs beforehand that I might be getting a migraine. For me personally, things like yawning continuously, although it is different for every person, has different signs that it's coming. And that's generally in the day if I get one throughout the day. But if I sometimes I wake up with a migraine, so there's no warning at all, it is just there, and I just feel incredibly ill with a severe headache and pounding to my right temple. So that's kind of the symptoms really for me.
What do you do when you have a migraine?
Well, I'm fortunate that I have medication prescribed from the GP. So I take that medication, and usually I'd say 90% of the time, within 2 to 3 hours, the migraine goes and I'm able to function as normal pretty much, albeit a bit tired. I can actually get on with life. So that's my medication, because painkillers just don't work at all with a migraine.
Are there any preventative measures you can take to prevent a migraine?
Yeah, I mean, key things for me are staying hydrated, so drinking lots of water, tiredness, so making sure I get a good night's sleep, trying to get rid of stress and anxiety, because those can be triggers as well. I know for other people there are certain foods like cheese and red wine and chocolate that can be triggers, but not for me personally, because it's just looking at potential triggers really. But staying hydrated is good. One of the other things is when I'm travelling, I find that I do tend to get a migraine, partly to do with jet lag. So again, it's just being prepared when you go on holiday, making sure that, you know, you have got medication with you when you go, making sure that you stay hydrated and get plenty of sleep when you can, really, and try and relax.